What was it like going from civilian to your airman life for 13 years?
Well, you know, it's funny. I didn't join until I was 23, so I'm a little bit behind, you know, where most folks do when they enlist. They usually start right out of high school for the most part, but, you know, you can join up to age 39 even. But I was in Houston. I was not wanting to go to college, so I went to an automotive trade school, became a certified Volvo mechanic, did that for a few years, and realized I'm really missing something. What I was missing was that sense of purpose. So I started looking at other things, law enforcement, firefighting. And a buddy of mine mentioned military, and that was all she wrote at that point. I didn't intend to do 13 years, but here I am. I just hit 13 in December. My first enlistment was so much fun. I decided I just had to keep going.
Was there anything in particular that you liked about the Air Force?
Yeah, you know, what I really enjoyed was the opportunity I had to see so many different parts of the country, parts of the world, the people that I got to meet and work with. I never thought, you know, culture was that big of an influence on me, but seeing how other people live and how fortunate that we actually have it here really inspired me to continue doing what I'm doing. But ultimately, it's the people that I get to be friends with, the camaraderie that I continue to want to stay in for, just to be with them, keep working, doing the same thing.
Brothers that you are working with and the people that you meet, always
right.
Good.
Yeah, that camaraderie.
And I just want to get into why did you join to begin with? And obviously it's been a good experience. Do you want to elaborate on that a little bit?
Yeah, so, you know, I felt internally like I was missing something, and I wanted to be a firefighter, but this was during the Great Recession, so there wasn't a lot of job opportunities. It was like a 2 or 3 year waiting period. So a friend of mine put me in on the track of looking at the military, and, you know, being 23 years old, I wasn't really interested in a fighting type job. I wanted something that had a technical skill that could transfer over after military service. So during my research, I found that the Air Force has pretty much every job has some sort of a civilian equivalent. The training that we do can give you the experience you need to go and get the civilian certificates if that job requires it, like for maintenance, what I did, aircraft maintenance. I can get my A&P license with the experience from working on aircraft. Plus, the Air Force will pay for the tests.
Oh, that's
the pretty
best
cool.
Part.
Yeah, exactly. So that was the main reason I started looking into it. I wanted to do something that I felt like had a reason or a purpose. You know, doing something to help people. And then once I started being really good at the job and getting the opportunity to go to different countries and seeing what we're doing and the impact that we help, because it's not all war fighting. There's a lot of humanitarian in it as well. But seeing the impact that we could have, really just it sealed the deal for me, you know, having that sense of purpose. And that's the whole reason that I decided to join. There's different reasons why folks join, though. Some people join because they just want the college education. Some people join because they want to get out of their hometown. Other people still want to join because they just, you know, patriotism, want to serve their country. So, you know, there's quite a bunch of different reasons people want to join.